Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap here with a name you know. We've interviewed him a couple times. It's Drew McIntyre. Drew, you never do media, so I'm so glad that you're here right now. You never do these.
Oh, no. I'm a bit nervous. It's one of my first times. I'm coming to you live from, it's not my bedroom. If you see the bed in the background, it's a hotel room. I just got back from Europe. Budapest, straight home to Nashville for 20 hours, straight to Brooklyn, getting ready for this big weekend. I'm ready to talk about it with you.
Yeah, so like I mentioned, Survivor Series this Sunday, November 21st. But I want to talk to you about a lot of things that maybe you haven't talked about before, because you do a lot of media. You are out there every single day. And I actually want to ask you about a pay-per-view that's coming next year to where you live now. In Nashville. That had to make you happy to see that SummerSlam's heading to Nashville.
It'd be very happy to see SummerSlam is heading to Nashville. I love when shows are close by and I can just drive straight to the show, especially something as wild as SummerSlam. It's going to be in the stadium. I imagine it's going to be much like WrestleMania, you know, a big event, days leading up to it with a lot of fan activities. So I could just drive back and forth from home, head in there as the hometown boy, the Nashville Warrior, the Scottish Cowboy. I've not decided yet. I've got my cowboy boots, my cowboy hat, throw the kilt on, boom, Scottish Cowboy's ready to go.
So they've also announced, they being WWE, of course, even though we've got like Survivor Series this Sunday, it seems like in 2022, they're moving more towards a Saturday format in most instances. How do you feel about that? I mean, being on SmackDown Friday, then going straight to the pay-per-view on Saturday, especially.
Yeah, I mean, I guess historically we've always done Sundays, but I've always wondered why historically we do Sundays. You know, that's not my department to figure out why it makes more sense on a Sunday. But to me, I always thought, man, it'd be really good if it was on Saturday, especially when I was a kid staying awake to 1-2 in the morning in the UK so I could watch WWE and I was walking into school tired, or, you know, my older friends or my uncle who had to work, everybody's staying awake so late. If we had it on a Saturday, people could have their parties, they could get together. We'd have to worry about school the next day internationally. Adults wouldn't have to worry about drinking in the hangover. They'd have Sunday to recover. So I'm all about Saturday, and I'm glad it's finally happening.
And, of course, Survivor Series is this Sunday. And a couple of loaded teams, some people that you've been in the ring with, some people that you haven't been in the ring with as a part of all of this. How are you feeling heading in there? Because, I mean, you have had a slammed schedule. You have been back and forth across the pond, so to speak. But you've got a big match. It's you, Jeff Hardy, Woods, Corbin, and a partner, TBA, taking on another loaded team in Rollins, Balor, Owens, Lashley, and Austin Theory.
Yeah, I'm buzzing for it. I mean, I've got SmackDown to get through first, then Syracuse live event on Saturday, and then we get to the big match on Sunday. So I try not to get too far ahead of myself, but I see it as an awesome opportunity to have 10 of the top superstars in WWE. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, what's the point? We just moved Raw and SmackDown back and forth, fighting for bragging rights and brand supremacy. I was like, I'm not fighting for bragging rights or brand supremacy. I'm fighting for Drew McIntyre to be a sole survivor so that I can say, yo, I did the thing. Now I've just racked up some more momentum, some more equity on my goal to keep doing that and doing that, and doing that, till eventually the time is right to fight for the title and to take on Roman Reigns, because that time is not right now. He's at a different level, as he always likes to talk about. It's true right now. He's got all the momentum in the world, and I want to keep building that momentum, building that equity, and things like surviving on Sunday, Survivor Series, helps old Drew McIntyre on his way. So that's what it's all about. Even though we're a team, it's individual efforts also.
You mentioned the aspect of stakes. Now, I know you're a guy who grew up watching a lot of wrestling. One of my favorites was Survivor Series 04, where everybody won. They became GM for, like, I think a week. Like, if you had your choice, like, what would you guys be fighting for? Would it be everybody that wins gets something, just the survivors that get something, or are you fine with how it is?
I mean, like, the idea of building momentum, being one of the survivors is cool, but I would like to see the stakes raised slightly and just make that particular match more compelling. That's what it's all about. For drawing people in, is like, you know, okay, cool, they won, good for them. I want to see them keep winning, but if we could raise the stakes, I got a few ideas, but I saw Woods' idea and I thought that was pretty clever. You know, he's always got some clever ideas up his sleeves, that the losing team would have a five-way dance, and it would figure out the top five, or the first five in the Royal Rumble. Obviously, the person that was left last would be number one in the Rumble, and the winning team would fight out in a five-way dance to decide the last five of the Rumble. The last man standing would be number 30 in the Rumble. And I thought that was a pretty interesting idea that should perhaps be explored.
So you mentioned the Royal Rumble. Obviously, you've got some pretty nice history at the Royal Rumble. Every year I do a big feature on the Royal Rumble. I like to talk to a lot of people with fun experiences there. Needless to say, you had a pretty fun experience. You won the whole thing. Explain to me what goes through your mind, like, leading up to that. You had built an incredible amount of momentum. Obviously, what happened afterwards is a bummer with how the world went between the Rumble and Mania. But that specific moment, that was one of the last great moments that we got before the pandemic. Please tell me, like, how that's brought to you, and how maybe you sort of react when you finally get the news that you're winning the Royal Rumble.
Well, I mean, I was just hoping for a big moment that day. And when I got the idea that I might eliminate Brock, considering what I heard the story was going to be and how dominant he was going to be in the Rumble as WWE champion, I was like, man, that's pretty cool. That's the kind of thing that can make somebody. But then the idea that I'd win as well, like, blew my mind. And I didn't really believe it was going to happen until I was the last person standing in the ring. And there was always, like, times where I was lying to the side of the ring and the referee was close by, and I half expected them to whisper word to me that things have changed. So I've had things changed on me in the past many times throughout my career. Nothing's official till it's official. So it wasn't until that very end moment when I eliminated Roman, half expecting the crowd to boo because Edge had returned after a 9-year absence.
Yeah.
And that reaction was unbelievable. And we've seen the fans turn on winners in the past if they don't get what they want. And if I was in the crowd, I'd be hard pressed not to turn on me too, seeing Edge eliminated. But it was so cool that when Edge was eliminated, Roman and I got into it, and I eliminated Roman, and I heard the reaction that I heard that was equal to when I eliminated Brock, which was such an incredible moment in itself. And, you know, that night was the night when Drew McIntyre finally arrived after being the future, and everyone talking about my potential since I was about 15 years old.
So when, I'm sure you're one of the few people that knew that Edge was coming back, and when you know what's going to happen, and you know Edge is going to come back, again, part of you in your mind has to be like, how's this going to work out for me as well? Like, because that is something, I mean, you're not new to this game. You know, sometimes the reaction isn't the desired reaction. So, like, did you all chat at all beforehand, or were you just kind of letting him get in the zone for his big moment, his big return, too?
Yeah, we definitely chatted, but it didn't change the fact that I was thinking, 9 years, his career was over. He was never coming back. There he is. He's coming back. And if I'm in that crowd, I'm going to be like, oh, cool. Drew's kind of cool right now. But there's Edge. My God, what a miracle. I want to see him do the big one. So, yeah, it was certainly weighing on my mind. Hey, that's for sure. But after I got the Brock elimination, I told myself, whatever happens, happens. People are going to react how they react. I had that amazing moment right there, and I'm winning the thing, and hopefully they like it. They don't crap all over it. But if they do, I still won the thing. I've still got my title match at WrestleMania. And I was like so fortunate because I don't take anything for granted. They reacted the way they did. And I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know, they're behind me this much right now, and all I've done the past few months is just be myself.
Not only did you have one title match at WrestleMania, you had two title matches at WrestleMania, one of the most unusual that we've ever seen, good, bad, or indifferent. At what point did you hear, oh yeah, by the way, in addition to facing Brock Lesnar, we're going to throw the Big Show in there at you, and you're going to have to face him too. They aired it the next night, which I thought was a really cool approach for the situation that the world was in. But how did you kind of find out about that, and what did you think about it?
I found out very last moment, and when it was happening the next day, it was like filmed very close to the match with Brock. Let's say it was very close to when it aired. That's when we put the match together, and I liked it. I mean, what can I say? We're establishing Drew McIntyre and who I'm going to be as champion. I've just defeated Brock Lesnar in 5 minutes, and then the Giant walks out. Has been around for a long time, kind of gatekeeper, just to say, right, I'm going to see what you're really made of. Like, he beat two of us in one night, Brock Lesnar and the Giant, and I beat two of them in one night. And after that, whatever everyone thinks about it, Drew McIntyre can realistically say, I went into WrestleMania and beat Big Show and Brock Lesnar back to back within 20 minutes.
That's wild. I mean, that is wild. So, as I mentioned, you do a lot of interviews. What question are you surprised that you don't get asked? Is there any that you go in and expect and it just never seems to be asked?
No, I feel like I pretty much get asked everything over the course of the interviews. Like you mentioned, I do a few, and either it's like somebody with, you know, a lot of knowledge like yourself, they kind of get into the details about the wrestling career, or it's somebody who's new to the product, or perhaps used Wikipedia, and I'm having to correct them half the time or explain how the industry works, and they'll ask kind of things about, you know, more my personal life or whatever, or talk about my cats. So basically everything about Drew is all out there. It's asked about all the time. and has been my entire life, but especially these past 2 years, I think the entire world knows me inside and out because I've talked about myself so much.
One of those people the world doesn't quite know inside and out, and I'm trying to learn a little bit more, is Vince McMahon himself. Now, he's a special kind of guy. He's an eccentric guy. I've heard from Kofi that they have wrestled each other before. Lashley has told me that he'll pummel in underhooks on him. Kurt Angle told me that he shot takedowns on him. Has Vince McMahon ever tried to physically wrestle you?
He's not. And hearing that he's done that with all those people, especially Lashley, tells me maybe he's intimidated by Drew McIntyre. And he should be.
Because see, I feel like Vince is the kind of guy that's like, I want to see how long I can last here. Like he seems like that kind of guy.
Oh yeah, he knows I'm Scottish as well. That Glasgow kiss that I do, that is a real Scottish thing. Like if I feel like someone's coming up on me or like trying something with me, it's almost a reflex that I headbutt the nose instantly because I just assume everybody in the world is Bruce Lee, no matter what size they are. I break the nose so they can't see and then go from there in a fighting situation. I think he knows. I don't want to try old Drew, or he might go for that headbutt real quick and break my nose.
Amazing. So as we release this, there's going to be some embargoed information on WWE 2K22 released. Have you had to do much for that game? I mean, I know it's been a while since they've released one. Like, have you had to do like scans or voiceovers, anything? And if so, how has that process been?
It's been awesome. I've been ongoing for a while, it feels like now, be it filming some different stuff for it and filming some liners, doing the scans, etc. And they're really putting a lot of effort into this game. I think the last one, how things turned out, they weren't great. And they own that and know that and are making sure this one is absolutely perfect. And I can't wait to play it because I know how hard they've been working on it. And it's going to be freaking awesome when it comes out.
I got to look at it again before we went on the air. Visually beautiful. I was... For a long time, I was like, okay, they could do better. I don't know if they could do much better on this one, and I was legitimately impressed. You were not impressed by the fact that I had not watched Hook until recently.
No, I was not impressed at all. I don't know how you went through your life. I don't know. Did you have a childhood?
Okay, listen.
No childlike wonder in you if you avoid Hook your entire life.
Occasionally when I watch wrestling.
I went to Peter Pan. I never watched it grow up.
Occasionally when I watch wrestling, I'm like, this doesn't make sense. At least... when Gene Snitsky punted a baby, the crowd went, oh my gosh, a baby rolled away in a stroller down a hill. And people were like, I don't know, in Hook. I couldn't suspend my disbelief, Drew.
It was a different time in England. And at that time in the evening, people are having dinner and tea in their houses. And there weren't as many people back then. And I'm sure the police were looking in the wrong area to try to find the baby. I don't know. Don't look into it too much. Switch off your brain, get your childlike wonder out, and enjoy Hook for what it is. Freaking amazing. I'm going to have to stop Woods attacking you and potentially taking you down in cold blood when he hears this news.
I know. Well, I mean, that's your Survivor Series team partner, November 21st.
We're odds already. Like, I was announced basically as the captain. I never said it. I just said leading the charge. Whenever I was captain, I was announced first, and then Woods, took umbrage to that and made clear that he's the king. And now I'm like, oh, come on, man, let's not do this. We know what we've got to do. The one thing we always try to do in WWE, we have to coexist. We can't be fighting amongst ourselves.
So I'll put you on the spot. You got Hook, you got the Berserker sword fight. Who wins?
I mean, probably Hook. He seemed pretty handy with the sword, and Berserker tried one time to use it and missed Taker.
Yeah, I feel like he never got it done, so I guess you're right. I guess you are right.
I'm just waiting for the chance I get to use it. Everyone keeps going, why'd you bring it to the ring? You're never going to use it. And then the day it happens, they're going to be like, damn, he used it.
We asked for it.
I don't know what to say.
We certainly asked for it.
They gave him so much crap for not using it, and now he used it, and now I just wish he didn't.
So, last question as we wrap up. A couple weeks ago, you hit one of the most incredible moves I've ever seen in my life on Ricochet. That was just beautiful, amazing. Is that immediately your favorite Claymore you've ever done? And if it is, what's number two?
Not immediately, because I wasn't sure how the connection was. Like, the timing of it was so...
It's good.
You couldn't mess up a split second of it. And it's not a case of worrying about what Ricochet does. Like, he's such a... freak of an athlete, he's going to do what he has to do. It's on Drew McIntyre here to make sure I do my part to look the way it's supposed to look. And when I went in and made the connection. I wasn't convinced the connection was that good. You see me lie there for a second, like, I hope that was good. Did a cover. I think half the fans were even unsure. The first few rows, no, for sure. But I think half the audience in the crowd, it happened so quick, were unsure until they played the replay and I was watching it with them. Then I heard the reaction. Then they saw my reaction, like, oh, wow, it came off exactly how I wanted it. Probably better than I wanted. It was just so split second. You had to watch the slow motion replay to see it.
Looked great on TV. The camera was in tight on Ricochet. You couldn't see you until you popped into frame. I thought it was beautiful, and I'm sure we're going to get more wonderful moments at Survivor Series this Sunday, November 21st. Drew McIntyre, it's always awesome talking to you, man.
You too, buddy. Hopefully one of these days we can do this in person and not from my hotel room or whatever other location I'm going
to
be at.
We were able to get one in earlier this year, but hopefully again.
That is true.
Hopefully again. We're traveling more. Things are getting a little bit more normal, but thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, buddy. I'll see you soon. I'll see everyone else. Friday Night SmackDown, Sunday Survivor Series.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.